everybody. I want you to turn up the radio, crank up the reverb, and sing along. It's...
What is that voice?
It's my... I don't know. It really hurts, though. It, like, my throat, I can't continue on doing it.
Well, let's not, then. Let's just move
on. Hold on, I got to power through this. Because we're going to sing the dummy of the day right now. Yeah!
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Pennsylvania man who robbed a bank twice failed when he tried to steal from them a third time. Takes a lot of balls to do that, right? To go back to the scene of the crime?
Yeah.
The man robbed the bank in early April and made off with $2,000. He returned a few weeks later and told the tellers, "You know the drill."
Hey, remember me?
Before making off with another $2,000. By the way, I've stolen stuff in my life when I was a young little kid. I had like little klepto hands, like nothing much. I think the first thing I ever stole was a stress ball. It was an Earth, like the world.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like a little stress ball, which is funny. I need that right now. But like, I don't know much about crime, but wouldn't you guys, if you're going to rob a bank, expect more than $2,000 a pop? Am I wrong? Am I overachieving here? But like,
what is he using
that
for? Rent? It just sounds like a very specific number.
I don't know, but it's like, that's not that much money, right?
I feel like 2,000's cool. I mean, it's not like a cartoon vault or anything where they open up and all these gold bars behind them.
But like,
I feel like two grand's a good come up.
But man, $2,000 could end up like getting you in jail and you could be somebody's biatch.
Yeah, I guess if I'm going to risk like being in jail forever for a sum of money, it's going to be like,
can I get like
500
50?
Grand or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, give me some money here. And my kid's like, I'll take $10.
I mean, because if you rob like a Rickers or one of the like gas stations or something, you're only going to come up with like a couple $100.
Yeah, exactly.
So $2,000 is a good, you know, amount for a bank.
That's true.
All right, well, now we know.
Not that I've robbed
now
anything.
That we know who's been Rickers, watch out. An employee recognized the man because he's wearing the same mask as last time. This guy is so basic when it comes to robberies.
He's
the
not
same
even
thing.
Trying.
He's like, oh, whoops. And they ended up locking the bank's door. The guy was arrested the next day after he tried to rob another bank. So I guess they locked him out when they saw him approaching. I would like let him in and lock him in the doors. But let's see another story here. A 43-year-old guy named Ronald Doobie Jr.
Ronald Doobie Jr. Ronald Doobie Doo.
Has been wanted in New Hampshire on an outstanding warrant for failing to register as a sex offender.
Ooh.
That's not funny. And he was featured as the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week. What a title that is. Like, did you guys see me last week? I was a Fugitive of the Week. And you'd think with all this extra publicity, he might, like, try to be off the radar and lay low. But no, he did the exact opposite. This past Saturday night, he went to a bar in Massachusetts and entered a karaoke contest.
This guy's got some kahunas.
I'm here to sing, people!
What did he sing?
It does not say, which really makes me upset. That's the most disappointing thing about this story.
He's got a star name, Robert Doobie Jr.
He does have, like, a blues name. He should really sing some blues.
You think he would, like, sing some, like, Frank Sinatra?
Well, I was thinking, like, what does a sex offender sing?
The Doobie Brothers.
The first thing that I was thinking about like was Baby by Justin Bieber.
There's
that's
that.
What sex offenders sing. Babies.
Exactly.
Oh.
See, like, and I love this song, but I just assume, like, I don't know why the first song popped in my head when you brought that up, but, like, maybe he'd sing, like, Hanson Mbop.
Ew.
Like, well, no, like, I love Mbop, and that song's, like, 20 years old or something now, but I just assume that could be a sex offender song. That could be a category we could do one day.
Oh, I don't think so.
Sex offender song.
I have a feeling we get a complaint. 239-1009. Yeah, I'm sure people would love that.
Okay, well, somebody in the bar recognized him and called the cops, and he was arrested. Once again, I said there's no word on what song he sang, so that's disappointing.
Rats.
Joe and Alex on Twitter, if you have any suggestions
Katy Perry,
for songs.
California Girls.
California Little Girls, right?
Yeah. Gross. Sorry.
I'm going to have to move this on.
We're messed up.
And your final dummy of the day story today. An 18-year-old named Xavier graduated from high school in Florida last month. And after everyone got their diplomas, he decided to pull a prank by going back on stage. He wasn't done with his school yet. He ended up hitting the principal in the face with a coconut cream pie.
Ooh.
What is this guy, like Steve Aoki Jr. or something over here throwing stuff in people's faces? His principal got his arm up in time, so didn't actually hit him in the face. He just got some whipped cream on his arm or chest, and Xavier thought it was just a dumb senior prank, like no big deal, like ha ha ha, like I got you.
Right.
But he ended up being arrested in front of everybody at the school and his friends and family.
Arrested?
He's now facing a third-degree felony charge for battery on an education employee.
Oh, no. Ooh.
He's also facing a second-degree charge for disturbing the peace at a school assembly. Where the hell are these charges coming from, by the way? I've never heard of these.
Yeah.
He spent the night in jail and got released the next day on a $4,000 bond.
Whoa.
There goes all your graduation money.
Yeah, really? And then some.
He got out quick. I thought he was going to serve 3.14 years. See, that's a hi, Joe, guys.
That's right there are your dummies for the day on the Joe and Alex Show.